Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Many in the arts community are ready to jump into the swing of spring with the Downtown Gallery Crawl Thursday. A full collection of works and local artists gather throughout 10 galleries in Monroe and West Monroe. Downtown Arts Alliance communication consultant Ann Bloxham-Smith stops by for a preview guide of the crawl by phone. Ann, good to speak with you.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Let's start with some of the events at Livaday Gallery and Studio, where owner-artist Jolie Livaday hosts photographer Ashley Fagan. Tell us about Ashley's work.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing Ashley's work. A photography exhibit called Conveyance. She was inspired when her personal life began to evolve and adapt, and she began just sort of wandering photographically. She got her BA in photography from McNeese and her MFA from Louisiana Tech, so we're really proud to have her as part of the gallery crawl.
Linda Snyder Ward is the featured artist at the River Gallery in West Monroe this month. She'll be speaking to guests at 6:30. Tell us about what she's presenting in her exhibit.
Oh, that's right. And I forgot to tell you that Ashley is going to be speaking at 6 at Livaday.
Okay.
So we've got some good artist talks coming up. Linda Snyder Ward is a well-loved local artist, and this time her show is going to feature Inter Equus, a series of paintings that she created in watercolor, acrylic, and mixed media. And she's a Louisiana artist, too, and a lot of people know Linda's work, and I think they're going to enjoy that, and that'll be at River.
At Luna Blue, the works from a host of Louisiana Tech students takes place. Tell us about what's happening there.
Oh, this is going to be very cool. Luna Blue is a new gallery. It's Luna Blue Yoga Studio, which is on DeSeard Street, just east of 4th. What's going on the side of that building outside is art professor Nick Bustamante from Tech. It has designed a mural that's going to cover the whole side of the building. And he has a whole bevy of Louisiana Tech art students that are going to be helping to carry out that project. It's really something. Anyway, this time, those students are going to be showing some of their own work inside at Luna Blue. So that covers Whitney Causey, Jennifer Nasser, Mike Nelson, Jesse Suggs, Beth Dixon, and Hillary Clary. So, and I've seen some of their work. I think you're going to enjoy that.
Well, more students are featured just down DeSeard Street at the Palace Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this is going to be kids, actually, at the Palace on DeSeard. Geneva Academy art students are going to be showing their work, and that'll be a variety of media there.
The Downstairs Gallery hosts a number of original works from regional artists, as does the Upstairs Gallery. I know a collaborative show is held in Upstairs. Share more about that project.
Yeah, this is cool. This is at Upstairs is going to be featuring a duo. It's Victoria Smith and Betsy Putnam, who are both ULM art students. Actually, I believe they both just about finished now. But they're doing a show called Fragmented Nostalgia, and this is going to be interesting. This is a thing two good friends are doing art together. So one of them will start a painting, and the other one will finish it. And it, you know, they vary on who starts and who finishes. And again, I've seen some of that work, and I think it's going to be very cool. They're going to be talking about their show at 7 o'clock.
There are a lot of exhibits in the gallery across the hallway in the big room. What can guests enjoy there?
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on there. Kristen Parker is going to be showing mixed media. Emily Caldwell will have her mixed media, and she's got some cool bird paintings going, too. There are going to be also a bunch of Louisiana Tech art students that are taught by Joey Slaughter. Over there in their art department, and they're going to be showing a theme display called the Young Collective. Also, we're going to have some ULM sculpture majors. Lacey Mitchum and Ben Bennett are going to be there showing their sculpture, and Tech painter Nicole Johnson, Ricky Sykes is one of the resident artists. It's quite a show going on over there.
An exhibit titled Music and Lyrics is found in Mad Gallery. What will we find there?
Oh, that's going to be Melanie Douthat. Melanie is another well-known local artist. She actually is a member of the River Gallery in West Monroe, but she is going to be showing at NAD this time, and this is all musical images. People that have seen her paintings really love them. She's got, you know, guitars and singers and horn players and all this, and she has a really whimsical style. So a lot of visual fun in this one.
Yeah, and photography and original works don the walls of Sugar Gallery. Share on some of those featured in Sugar Gallery coming up.
Yeah, they're going to have their regular resident artists. A lot of folks look forward to seeing Berg Ransom's newest nature photography. He'll be showing there. Stacy Medaris is the new president of the Downtown Arts Alliance, and she'll be showing there and at River Gallery. All sorts of things. She does some interesting painting on aluminum that's really interesting. Leah Smith Reitzel is showing there. She teaches art up at Sterlington. Mary Thompson will be there. Diane Rosenberg will be displaying her beautiful jewelry. Scott and Crystal Stone will be showing their paintings. So all of this is thanks to the great sponsors we have, led by Creed and Creed Law Offices.
Gets underway Thursday at 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. with the Downtown Gallery Crawl. Ann Bloxham Smith serves as communications consultant with the Downtown Arts Alliance. Looking forward to that event, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.